What should you do if a student asks a question that's answered in the assignment write-up? After trying out a number of things, we've arrived at the following best practice. Have them read the write-up aloud to you. This is good for a variety of reasons. Sometimes, as they are reading, you will realize from how they are saying it, from their facial expressions or the like, there is something they don't understand. There's an ambiguity or a misunderstanding. Other times, they will learn that the write-up is where they can go. Either way, you have an opportunity to teach them something useful. What should you do if a student insists on doing things the wrong way? Right? So if a student is writing 1,000 lines when 30 will do, or writing things in a very verbose or strange way, they're doing it the wrong way. You should neither force nor ignore them. You should inform them that what they are doing is highly inefficient and reference the better ways of doing things that exist. But if they are unwilling to change, you shouldn't force them to change. Do your best to teach them in their context, recognizing and admitting to them that because they're writing in a way you're not used to, that may be difficult for you. What should you do if a student seems not to have attended class or read the textbook? This happens a lot, even for students that have perfect attendance, because there's so many ways to get distracted and miss something that was covered. If you have time, you're welcome to reteach the material for these students, but usually you want to send them to the material that they missed. Now, the most common ways of doing this have some problems. Just say, go review the material. It's not really recommended because it's possible that they did understand it and just they did receive it but didn't understand it, that you're misdiagnosing what happened. If you add to that a location, go review slide 23 or the like, this is even worse. It both has the problem that it's suggesting that the students definitely could have figured it out if they tried, even if they maybe actually did try and failed. But it also communicates that if I wait to go to the TA will pick a small subset of the material that I need to learn and I can skip most of it. That's not something we want to reinforce. A better way is generally, one of our recommended ways is to say, in lecture or in the writing or reading or so on, there was an effort to explain this. What parts of that presentation did you find confusing? And this will generally help them realize it was covered, and it gives them an opportunity to ask follow-on questions if indeed they did perceive it but didn't understand it. If they're not able to identify the parts of the presentation, then is a good time to say, maybe you should go back and review and come to me with questions. Sometimes they'll just say, all of it. Ask for more details. Find out what it is they did and didn't understand. At least make sure they can repeat to some degree what happened, so that you know they received it before trying to explain it again. Related to that are students that seem to be missing not something that was covered in class, but something that was covered in an earlier class, prerequisite material. Three things you should always do when you recognize this. Number one, you should tell them that this is happening. Don't let them think that they're stupid just because they missed some information. Tell them, this is material you were supposed to have learned in an earlier class. So therefore, this class is building off of it. It looks like you don't have a sound understanding of it. Help them realize this is a lack of experience and preparation rather than a lack of ability. Number two, you find some way of leading them towards the material. If you know it and have time, you're welcome to try teaching it, though this isn't what we hired you for, but it'll be useful if you think you're able. You can also refer them to a specific source where the question will be answered, though you should only do this if you actually know that there is a source where it will be answered. Don't say, go read Wikipedia, unless you happen to know Wikipedia actually explains the thing they're struggling with. You can also tell them that you'll need to figure this out. You should go review this. We won't be able to proceed very well without it. You shouldn't try to build on information that's missing in general, unless it's just a little weak. That might be okay, but in general, that's a bad practice. However, whatever you do, you should always inform the instructor. It'll be useful to the instructor to know, A, that a particular student is having this, because they often have more resources to aid students that are behind and unprepared, and B, that there are students who are missing some of this prerequisite material, so they can decide if it's worth spending time in lecture or other ways of providing that material for them. So here are four kinds of common problems that you're likely to face and our recommended solutions to them.